Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton, and thanks for dropping by. If you're new to the channel, you will notice that there's quite a lot of Reiki stuff on here. I've been a Reiki teacher for 30 years, so it's kind of legacy stuff because now I've changed the direction of the channel a little bit to follow my own personal interests around non-duality and the coming into a deeper understanding of the truth of what we are. And I guess the best way of really stating it out there in terms of whether you feel this is the right place for you to be is the basic assumption of consciousness and awareness. I think most of the world is built on the assumption that consciousness, the feeling of you peering out of your eyes, is a very individual thing. So I am peering out of my eyes. And you are peering out of your eyes, and we are individual, we are finite, one day we'll die. That's it, end of story. The world will end as we know it, but it will continue for everybody else. And so that is what that assumption is, what we base our entire lives around. It's what personal growth is all about, to get more as an individual person, to reach further, to get more successful. The whole of society is designed like that. How can you utilize this life and make the most of it? Science is based on that. And so the whole of our society, the whole of our human life is really based on this one basic assumption that I am an individual and I am a form that has consciousness somewhere coming out of me, right? Whether it's in the brain or whatever. It's not something that's actually backed by scientific research. As of yet, we haven't found the location of consciousness in us. We haven't found the location or reason why it switches on or switches off. There's a lot of stuff we don't understand about what's going on. So when I first heard about the idea of non-duality in terms of enlightenment, so this is the word that is used, or awakening, but the way that I'm using the term, because awakening is now seems to be used very loosely to just denote you've suddenly realized you don't want to be a corporate banker anymore, and actually you want to be a yoga teacher. That's not an awakening. An awakening is the realization. As is enlightenment. I think in the word enlightenment is probably a deeper form of realization that you are not a separate individual consciousness. You're not a single point of awareness, devoid and separate from everything else, actually. You appear to be coming out of this form. You have identified with this form. And all the beliefs and all the thought patterns and all the programming. Like, if you look at the body, it's like a kind of AI in a human carbon form versus an AI in a plastic machine. But essentially, we are built on layers and layers and layers of patterning, programming from childhood onwards, and then we propagate that. So, what we take ourselves to be, what we've told ourselves we are, what other people have told us we are, what society thinks we should be, all that kind of stuff, right? And that is definitely in the realm of personal growth, right? To uncouple yourself from that, it will make for a very nice, better individual life. But the premise of non-duality is we are not individual forms, that actually the whole thing is an expression of consciousness. So, I'm an expression of consciousness. You're an expression of consciousness. The lamp is an expression of consciousness. And the whole thing is a happening, and it's simply that. So, in the sense of us being individuals trying to make it in the world, it's all part of a very elaborate story that we tell ourselves. And when I first heard this term, enlightenment, way back in my 20s, something in me listened. Like, something in me leaned into this idea as a resonance. And what I've noticed is that when some people hear this idea that consciousness is not an individual form, it's actually the totality of everything, something in them agrees and they say, yes, that's true. So if you are one of these people that have said, yes, that is true, I don't know how, I don't know why, I don't know how to even figure that out or see that for myself, but if there is a there if there's a little thing in you that wants to know the truth of this, or at least explore it, then this is what I would really like to talk about. So my own journey, I mean, I have done a couple of videos on that, my own spiritual journey, as it were, and that will be ongoing. So this channel is not really about me telling you what to do or giving you tools or pathways or techniques or anything, because frankly, I'm bumbling along like the rest of us. So it's more a description. So posting videos about what I might have noticed in myself and what I might have noticed in others that have helped me to unpick another, unravel another little piece of the stickiness around my own identification with this person and with this idea that I have certain beliefs and I have certain direction and I have a certain timeline, and watching that through the lens of a greater awareness or a greater acknowledgement that that's all bollocks. And I have now in myself have enough evidence that I know this is bollocks. But at the same time, I'm still sticky enough that I am very frequently drawn into the drama, the story, and it takes me a while to kind of pull back out and go, what's happening here? Because the stickiness of the story, the program, the identification that I am part of this AI called Elaine is very, very strong. That's why we stay stuck in it. And that's why most of us actually don't even consider that it's not the truth. Like the majority of humans do not even consider this. They think it's ridiculous. And I totally appreciate that. I'm just not one of them. And so if you are also not one of them, then we can go on a little journey together and yeah, see what happens. So thanks for dropping by. Hope you enjoy the channel and I hope that you get something out of it. I'm always really happy to have comments, questions, anything like that. It really helps me to formulate other videos or ponder them myself. And then we'll just see how this channel unfolds. But if you've come here for the Reiki stuff, great. That's also great. 30 years of experience also on this channel. So please fill your boots and thanks for dropping by.